There are many reasons we change our masks. Sometimes they no longer serve their purpose. Sometimes they shatter. Sometimes you have to make a new one to suit your ever-changing environment. And other times, you are just fed up with all the masks. You desire connection with someone who you can lay it all bare. But when you're caught up in a criminal world, masks become a part of you.
The master's assignment was going well. It was nothing Veronica hadn't done before, only that this time she ran the game with that tiny bit of guilt somewhere in the bottom of her heart. As she played her part of the seductress and distracted the guard, she couldn't help but feel like she wasn't totally into the assignment.
Sir? Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am?
As the guard turns around and takes in Veronica's drenched figure, he is taken aback. The tight red body contour dress she is wearing accentuates all the right curves on her hourglass figure. The blonde wig is swept to cover most of her face.
Sir, I'm sorry, I was waiting for my cab. I think it left me. I wanted to get an Uber, but my phone's dead. Could you please help me out?
Sure, ma'am.
The guard opens his umbrella and runs out from the guardroom, trying to display his best act of chivalry to this damsel in distress.
Please, ma'am, it's raining. Why don't you...
And that's when the damsel in distress turns to the femme fatale. Veronica knees the bank guard in the crotch.
Gates open. I'm in.
We're coming in.
You okay, V?
Yeah.
You were slow. You let the guard resist.
I got the job done.
You have more to do. Let's put that applied physics degree to use, shall we?
Tyler deactivates the alarms and cameras, and Kendall saws through the locks. Juggler hacks open the vault. The master and his team enter the bank vault. Veronica gets to work on the lock.
Kendall, drill in at 45 degrees. This is a prime vault, so we need to pry open the hinges. Get the suction cups. Julio and Hertz, you pull on the door together, or else you activate the alarm.
The alarms are deactivated.
This one has one built in from inside.
Okay.
The heavy metal door creaks open in 2 minutes. 2 minutes, and the master is richer by $5 million.
Jackpot.
$5 million? Woohoo! Let's get it!
No time to celebrate, my friends. Pack this up. Uzo and Gonzalez, bring in the bags.
And so the heist is a success. But Veronica's heart, which was usually very content with the bank jobs and stealing, feels off. As they ride back, her share of the cut feels heavier than before, physically and emotionally.
You did good. Met the deadline in 13 minutes. In my humble opinion, not your finest, but you did good.
I prefer planned assignments.
Yes, yes. But for now, rest easy. We're here. I will let you know when the next gig is happening. Have a good night, V.
Yeah.
As Veronica lays down with a heavy conscience, she finds it impossible to sleep. This time, the master's surprise assignment shook Veronica to her very soul. Right then, she begins to rationalize about leaving the criminal lifestyle behind for good. And then, the very next morning, she receives a surprise visit.
Hey, Veronica.
Oh, someone's up and early working already.
Morning, Rochelle. Yeah, couldn't sleep last night.
Why's that? Was someone else in bed?
Gosh, no. I had to cut the meeting short.
What? Why?
Client called. His flight was rescheduled and couldn't do Wednesday.
Aw, damn client. But tell me, how did it go with Mr. Sparkly Eyes?
Well?
Aha!
Shut up!
Oh my gosh, you're blushing!
I'm not!
R2, look at you!
Fine. The date went well.
Oh, now she's calling it a date.
Please, Rochelle, let me finish.
Okay, I'ma sit down. Go on.
So it was nice. He's just so sweet. He obviously knows what he wants, and that's exciting to see in a guy. I mean, he's passionate about the art thingy.
So when's the next date happening?
Stop it! Whenever we're both free.
That's my girl. Anyways, I'm here with Jake's contract. His secretary sent it this morning.
Why didn't you just email it to me?
Because I wanted to bring it in person. Have a read and see.
Sure, thanks.
What's that you're painting?
I don't know, it's just something abstract.
You're really not one to do abstract. What's gotten into you? Oh, so she's using red. Red's really your color. It complements your eyes. I mean, it's giving me some real romantic vibes.
One more word about my love life, and this paintbrush is gonna find itself in your eye.
Oh, she's violent. Let me tell Jake. Ow! You hit me in the boob, girl. That's titty abuse.
I'd gladly stick this elsewhere, too, but I'm sure you'd enjoy it.
I'd prefer thicker. Speaking of violence, did you hear the news?
What's that?
Bank of Atlanta.
No. What's with the Bank of Atlanta?
It was broken into last night.
What?
Yeah.
Do they know who did it?
Me and my mom. No, dummy. Do they know who did it? The real question I'd be asking is, how the hell did they do it? Because if I knew, I'd be doing something like that on my own. Crazy, it's all over the news.
Let me see.
As to the identities of the criminals, the police say investigations are underway. With all CCTV cameras and recordings deactivated and deleted, only one camera managed to capture a white utility van. The van was found to have an unregistered license plate stolen from South Carolina. It was found earlier this morning, dumped and rubbed of all prints in a nearby junkyard.
Geniuses, if you ask me.
The real amount that was stolen has not yet been revealed by the bank, but experts are estimating it to be over $3
million. $3
million?
Pretty sure they got away with more. Lucky bastards.
Well, they made their own luck, didn't they?
Or maybe they dug their own grave.
Possibly.
What do you think someone like that would say to their family? To their loved ones, I mean.
No idea. People just assume the best about the ones they love, don't they? Why? You thinking of turning into a criminal? Wondering what Jake's gonna think of you.
Ho! Shut your mouth!
Ouch! That was my right boob.
Little did Rochelle know that she was spot on in her joke. That was exactly what was going on in Veronica's mind. Although she had accepted her attraction to Jake, she still had no idea how deep it would go.
Excuse me, miss. Where can I find the wine?
Aisle 7, right at the end of the corner.
Thanks.
Hey, Veronica.
Jake! What are you doing here?
Getting some groceries for my mom. And some wine, of course.
Oh, you look good.
Oh, thanks. This is nothing.
I like the casual look.
Well, you've only seen me in a suit and tie.
Casual looks comfier on you. Plus, blue's more your color now that I see it.
V.
In the middle of Veronica's conversation with Jake, Veronica hears a familiar voice. She hesitantly turns around and notices...
Tyler? What are you...
You're not going to introduce me to your friend? Hey, I'm Tyler.
Jake Hanley.
Any connection to the coffee shop, Hanley?
Well, yeah. I own it.
Oh, wow. I love your coffee, man, but I can never get the nice tables in the corner.
Yeah, they're usually reserved all the time.
Yo, V, you should take me there sometime.
Huh, very funny, Tyler.
No, I mean, seeing as you guys know each other and all, you know? I'm kidding, y'all. Anyways, I'm gonna see you next assignment, V.
See you.
Weird friend.
Sorry you had to meet him. He's one of those eccentric artist types.
For a moment there, I thought he belonged in Prison Break. You know, the TV show.
Haha, yeah. Hey, so, I'm really sorry about last time.
Hey, that's all right. I was actually going to tell you that my plans for tomorrow night kind of changed. Do you like to, I mean, if you are...
Yes.
Go out?
Yes.
All right. We'll say 8 p.m.?
Sure.
Okay. I'll pick you up. Well, I got to run. See you then.
That's okay. I'll see you.
Bye, Ron.
Hey, you don't know where I live.
Big brown building on the corner of 22nd.
Stalker much?
Nah, Mr. Glover told me there was a pretty painter living there. See you tomorrow.
Mr. Glover? Oh my goodness.
You were right, Master. Saw the two of them at the supermarket near 23rd. I tailed Hanley. He really likes V.
And what about V?
Reciprocating, obviously. Never seen her with a man before. At least not like this. Acting like a teenager with a crush.
It's only human, Tyler. But this complicates things.
Complicates? This can jeopardize the next assignment. Does she know?
No, not yet. We'll see where her allegiances lie. After all, I did save her from a life of misery. If I had left her as I found her that night, she'd not be who she is. Gratitude is a noble quality, even for a criminal.
Later that night, while the Master plots the next assignment, Veronica has an entirely different plot herself.
Come on. Which one? Not you either. $200,000, and I don't know what to do with you.
It's 1 a.m., bitch. What do you want?
What's the best painting I've done?
What?
In your opinion, what's my best work?
What's the one with the yacht? The sunny blue one with the couple on it?
The Santorini?
Yeah, that one.
Perfect. Thanks.
Hope Jake likes it.
Didn't say it was for Jake.
At this point, you don't have to, ho.
And so Veronica meticulously plots her first gift to Jake. Something that would generate a lump sum if she decided to sell it. It's something she's never done before, and as she wraps the gift, she wonders, why am I doing this?
Excuse me, ma'am, I'm looking for one Veronica Kilter.
I think I saw her here a while ago, but I think aliens abducted her. I believe she was carrying something of immense value.
Oh. You mean herself?
Perhaps. Whoa. I've never been in a Ferrari before.
It's a Lamborghini.
Right.
You look gorgeous.
Thanks. You look great, too. Where are we off to?
You'll see.
Oh my gosh. It's been ages since I've been to a carnival.
You don't sound like you're too fond of them.
What? I adore them. It's just that ever since college, I've never had the chance to visit one of these.
Traveling circuses?
Yeah. I used to love them as a little girl. Every season, they'd return with something new. Wow. Feels so nostalgic right now.
Ice cream?
Sure.
As Jake leads Veronica through the carnival, they play through the rides one after the other. Veronica's heart is on fire, the electricity cruising through her veins. She feels younger, as if time... time doesn't matter. And if who she is doesn't matter. For the first time in a long while, Veronica realizes she's genuinely falling in love with Jake.
That was amazing.
Glad you liked it.
Liked? I loved it.
Veronica?
As Jake stared into Veronica's eyes and she stared back, the world around them seemed to pause. It was just the two of them amidst the booming carnival, the twinkling lights and luminescent stars above their heads. Jake moved in for the first kiss.
You are something else.
So are you.
I don't feel this way about anyone usually.
Well, good.
As the two of them head back to Jake's apartment, Veronica's body aches for him. And when she gets a hold of him alone in the room, the sparks fly.
Oh, Jake, you smell so good.
We do too.
As they make love all night long, it feels like the first time for the both of them. And when it ends, Veronica lies on Jake, softly running her finger down his chest.
You are amazing.
You're not too bad yourself. I'm just playing. You are amazing.
You're cute.
And you're the most beautiful woman on the planet.
I'm not.
You are.
I wish I was. I wish I deserved you.
I wish I deserve you. You're just too good to be true.
Why do you say that?
You make me feel alive, Veronica. Ever since that day, I've never felt this alive. It's unexplainable. Love always is.
What?
What's wrong?
I didn't think.
I do.
I do what?
I love you.
I love you too.
For a moment there, I was expecting a different answer.
Don't you think it's a little too fast to be in love? It feels like we're jumping off the edge of a cliff here.
I live on the edge of the cliff.
As Veronica wakes up the following morning, she finds herself alone in bed and a note on the bedside table.
Good morning. Help yourself to anything in the kitchen. Breakfast has been prepared. Had to run to a meeting. See you soon. Love, Jake. Hello?
Good morning, Veronica. Did I wake you up?
No. I'm awake.
The next assignment is on tonight. Digital painting. Location will be sent to you in a moment, 9 p.m.
Okay, I'll be there.
When Jake returned, Veronica was gone, but he finds a note stuck to the refrigerator. It reads,
"Had to go out, a client called. I've left you something in the living room. West wall." Huh.
And Jake walks into the living room, and what he sees on the west wall spreads a genuinely happy smile on his face. He finds himself staring at Veronica's artwork, the canvas painting of the Santorini.
What a beauty.
And as Jake stood there admiring the painting and the artist that created it, little did he know that the same person would be taking away something that belonged to him later that night. Veronica enters the master's garage headquarters. Computers are plugged in all around the garage.
What's with all the computers?
We're playing Robin Hood tonight. We'll be stealing from the rich, but we won't be giving it to the poor.
Ugh.
Oh, so high and mighty now, eh?
Shut up, Tyler.
V, glad you arrived. How was your day?
Very well, thank you.
So we need your programming expertise tonight.
You mentioned a digital job, but I still don't know what exactly I'm here for.
a heist like any other, except that we are putting our fingers into the crocodile's mouth. You look confused.
Because I am.
Cryptocurrency is the new fad. It's stylish, very volatile, and untraceable. We're hacking into the Bank of America and unloading digital cash. We need you to convert it to Bitcoin.
Easier said than done. How fast is this connection? And I'm gonna need multiple digital wallets.
Ken Doll has everything prepared.
Everything you need is here, V.
And so they begin. Veronica is a woman of many skills, some hidden better than others. Her father insisted on her learning computers during her school days, and Veronica was quite gifted. It came naturally to her, like painting. Having learned programming, she quickly took to hacking.
Who do these bank accounts belong to?
The city's richest. You name it. We're making a statement through this job.
I'm in. You can begin the transferring process.
Let's do this, V.
And as the funds start transferring and simultaneously converting to crypto, Veronica notices the names which the money belongs to. She calmly reads the list and then freezes.
Hanley Inc.
And then the guilt begins to bubble to the surface. Veronica stands and begins to pace the room. The others, unaware, continue with the work. But the master's keen eye is on Veronica. He notices her sudden change.
Something wrong, V?
Huh? No. Just, I'm a bit concerned about the...
Repercussions?
No, just worried about the money we're stealing.
Why?
It's a large sum, and this is going to hit these companies hard.
Of course, that was always the intention. What have these companies ever done for you? It was me that did something for you. Remember how I found you? Alone, barely alive in the alleyway, destitute.
As an old memory comes to Veronica's mind, she remembers why she fears the master. A spider in the center of his web, a man with a plan to shake the very foundations. A man not to be messed with. And if you owe a man as such, you will never repay him. You are bound to him.
Of course, Master.
But Veronica's motivations have changed. She sees the Master move to a different terminal and begin inspecting the transfer. And then she slowly types in a code. A termination code.
What the? Master!
What is it?
Everything just stopped. Someone terminated the transfer on the other end.
Impossible. No one knew this was happening.
It's probably a new failsafe.
Get it back online and running.
Master, the transfer is not responding. It's terminated. We lost the connection.
Damn it. How much did we get?
Nearly 10 mil.
Everyone, call it a night. Go home. Tyler will transfer you the money we have. We will call you.
As Veronica leaves, she feels the master's eyes on her back. Not wanting to look at him, she leaves the garage.
Tyler?
Yes, Master.
Bring up the logs.
On it. Anything specific you want me to look for?
Check and see which company we were transferring from when the connection terminated.
We had ended the flat rate from Barnberry, and we were halfway through Hanley Inc.
All right. Thank you, Tyler.
As the master turns away from Tyler, his suspicions are confirmed. Veronica has just cost him a fortune.
Is Mr. Hanley in?
Miss Kilter, good morning. Please sit down. Mr. Hanley will be with you shortly.
Is he busy?
Actually, yes. There's a board of directors meeting this morning. Some major issue, I don't really know what, but heads up, Mr. Hanley did sound a bit pissed.
Oh, I see.
He'll be here shortly.
Veronica, hey,
Jake, hi.
Please, come with me. I've missed you.
I've missed you more.
Thank you for the gift.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
I'm glad.
I'm so looking forward to seeing the rest of your art on these walls. I'm gonna proudly auction them off as my girlfriend's paintings.
Girlfriend?
Something wrong?
No, not at all. It's just been so long since anyone's called me that.
Well, is it okay that I call you that?
It would be a crime not to. What's wrong?
No, it's just... Have you heard the news this morning?
No.
Some money was swindled through the dark web last night. Some hacker group hit a few corporations. Hanley Inc. was amongst them.
What?
Yeah. Police are suspecting that it's probably the same group that did the Bank of Atlanta heist.
The one a few days back? How do they know?
Apparently, their practices are becoming somewhat consistent. I don't know. But Hanley got less damage than the other companies. The transfer was somehow cut while the money was transferring from our accounts.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be.
I just am.
Well, I may have lost a few million, but I think I found something that's worth even more.
You are so sweet.
As they kiss, Veronica's heart flutters. She knows that she managed to save Hanley Inc. from a heavy loss. But at the same time, her guilt remains. As Veronica ends the kiss and looks into Jake's eyes, she knows that she has to choose one path and leave the other behind. Her body turns cold at the thought. But when one is in love, no challenge becomes too big to bear, no hurdle too high to climb. Looking into those eyes, Veronica makes her decision. A decision that will send ripples throughout both their lives.